Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're revisiting a topic that's close to my heart and I know to many of yours, manifestation. But this isn't just about a discussion about the concept, it's a celebration update. Let's get into it. We spoke so many times about the power of intention, visualizations, and aligning our thoughts and actions with our desires. Today, we're going to dive deeper into the real-world results of those practices. So this episode isn't about magical thinking or instant gratification. It's about acknowledging the hard work, self-reflection, and consistent effort that goes hand-in-hand with manifestation. That's right. You have to put in that work. It's about celebrating the journey and the tangible evidence that our beliefs and actions can shape our reality. So we're going to get real and raw about the ups and downs of the manifestation process and share some updates and celebrate a few stories of success, big and small, to inspire and empower you on your own journey. So we'll recap the key principles of manifestation, discuss common challenges that can arise along the way, and most importantly, share stories of how manifestation has worked in our lives and the lives of our listeners. So we'll be honest about the times when it feels like nothing is happening, but also celebrate the incredible feeling of seeing our intentions come to fruition. So let's quickly revisit the core components of manifestation. So the first component is clarity of intention, knowing exactly what you want to manifest. That's critical. The next one is visualization, vividly imagining your desired outcomes as if they were already real. The most important strategy is the affirmations, using positive statements to reinforce your beliefs and your intentions. And your belief, having unwavering faith that your manifestation is possible. And the next strategy is taking inspired action, taking steps that align with your intentions and move you closer to your goals. Understand that it's about gratitude, appreciating what you already have, and expressing gratitude for your manifestations as they gradually unfold. And it's about letting go, releasing attachment to the outcome and trusting the process. So I want to unpack a few common challenges in the manifestation process. The first challenge is doubt and limiting beliefs. So you can't manifest something if you're being negative or if you doubt, because sometimes those negative thoughts and beliefs can sabotage your efforts. Another one is impatience. Ooh, that's a good one. Manifestations don't always happen overnight. So be patient. It takes time and it's a process. And that time frame can be different. It could be quick, medium, fast, whatever. It's not the same format for every time you're manifesting something. So understand that. Another challenge is lack of clarity, not having a clear vision of what you want. And another challenge is inconsistent action, not being consistent, not taking consistent steps towards your goals. So those are the challenges. And also understand that you can work through those challenges by being consistent, by having clarity, by being patient, by believing and being positive, manifesting and having those positive affirmations. Those are critical to being successful. So now I want to just let you guys know that I know we talk a lot about manifestation, and I know going into the new year with your goals and being intentional, but manifestation, manifesting those positive affirmations, that is real. I start my day off every single morning with positive affirmations, and I've been doing this for so many years, and I just speak that positivity into my life and I believe it. And we are in January. We're only in the first month of the year, and I've accomplished a lot of great things, and I'm excited, and I just can't wait to share it. And I'm also excited for our listeners. I have my close friend, Gabby. I'm going to put her on the spot. I asked her if I could share some updates, but she listened to the podcast, and she also asked me for clarification. She's like, I heard that. Go get it. Go for it. What do you mean? You want me to just drop everything? And we like laugh and joke about it. Like, no, that's not what I'm talking about. It's about, you know, knowing what you want, having that moment of clarity and aligning your actions to reflect the goals that you want to achieve, and be consistent and come up with a strategy to execute how you're going to accomplish that, and put systems in place to help you daily, you know, affirm the things that you want and actions that align with that so that you can accomplish your goals. So now to the exciting update part of the manifestation. So I've manifested so many things, but let's stay on Gabby. Let's get to Gabby. So Gabby listens in. We've been going back and forth, and she's working still in Manhattan, and she just tells me like she feels like overworked with her processes and procedures, and she feels that she could be getting paid more to do the same thing, but she's very comfortable, and she's been with her company a career there for quite some time. So we talked about the podcast that she listened to, Go For It, and it's about putting yourself out there and taking risks. And we just explored how she could leverage her skill set that she already has and put herself out there and apply and really put herself in that position that she was interested in. And she did that. So I just want to say congratulations to Gabby on her new career change. Career promotion with another company. So I'm excited for you, and I'm just happy that you had the courage and the strength to put yourself out there and go for it. Leverage the skill sets. That's what it was really all about. So she had the skill sets, and she was looking on Indeed, and she matched herself up with this really great company, a really great opportunity. So I'm proud of you, Gabby. Congratulations, and thank you for allowing me to share your story. And one thing about Gabby is she is very positive, just like myself. Birds of a feather flock together. And we were just speaking things into existence, and it's not even February, and she's already in that position. So speak that positivity into your life, but also put forth the action. So I did tell her, I see you elevating and inspiring others and being someone's boss. So congratulations, Gabby, you did that. Now to me, back to my affirmations, you guys. So just being positive and uplifting others, that's a part of my core brand. And I've been affirming a lot of things on what I wanted to do. I recently started just embarking on this journey with the podcast. I'm also a life coach. I also manifest these things last year, and we're already in January, and they're already coming into fruition. And the course, Resilience Personal Development course, that's available. I've already had a few of my listeners sign up, and also a few people from my personal circle sign up. So that's exciting. We're up to 10 students enrolled in the Resilience Personal Development course. So I just wanted to celebrate that mini win. I know we always talk about that. And I want to encourage you to understand that that positivity that you speak into your life, that's a real thing. So continue to be positive and continue to affirm and speak that positivity into your life. You can do all things with a clear vision and purpose and dedicated actions to, you know, get there. So if you've been feeling stuck in your work, or, you know, feel that you're not achieving what you want, start doing what Gabby and I did. Visualize yourself in a more fulfilling role and affirm that you deserve to do the work that you love. And understand that the new opportunity will arise, because out of the blue, I've been contacted about so many additional opportunities. And like I said, we're only in January. So it's a powerful reminder to manifest and be intentional with your actions and be amazed that all these good things can happen. So the key takeaway here is consistency and trust. Manifestation isn't about magic. It's about aligning your inner world with your outer actions. It's about believing in yourself and your ability to create the life that you desire. Manifesting is real. It's a powerful tool that we all have access to. So by cultivating clarity, belief, and consistent action, we can create a life that is truly aligned with our dreams and desires. So, what manifestations are you currently working on? What small steps can you take today to reinforce your belief and have a more closer outlook on your goals? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you have the power to create the life you desire. Believe in your dreams, take inspired actions, and celebrate every step of the way. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast. And if you need any additional resources with manifesting your goals or anything in your personal or professional life, I highly recommend the Resilience Personal Development Course by your very own, yours truly, Alicia Eads. It is available for you to enroll in and just get the additional resources for creating that resilience mindset, which carry over in your career, which carries over in your relationships, which carry over in all aspects of your life, learning to be resilient. So don't let this year go by. Don't let the month go by. Take the necessary steps, whatever that looks like for you, to accomplish all of your goals that your heart desires. You can do it. You have the strength, you have the capabilities, and I know that you could celebrate those wins and accomplishments just like Gabby and myself. So thank you, beautiful souls. I'll see you next time.